Rusty Quill presents.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, quick plugs. Welcome back to Season 13. I am excited to keep things going. I am still streaming every Sunday on Twitch at twitch.tv/wobegonpod, where every Sunday I write that week's episode soundtrack, and then we hang out and play a video game. We just finished Act 3 of Kentucky Route Zero, so if you want to come see me finish that up in the next couple of weeks, that is twitch.tv/wobegonpod. And if you would like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon at patreon.com/woe_begon, where you can get early access to ad-free episodes, instrumental, soundtrack albums, Q&As, director's commentaries, movies with Michael, postcards, and more. All of the January and February postcards are out, and people have really been enjoying the story. Each postcard comes with a handwritten message from one of the characters, and all of the postcards put together tell a larger story about something going on in the valley. It is a lot of fun to see people compare their postcards in the Discord, so if that sounds fun to you, that is patreon.com/woe_begon at the $15 level. Special thanks to my 10 newest patrons. 7CFC00, Karma, Liam, Mary Jane Walsh, LYS, Havard B, Damien, Aramita, Soren Homestuck, and Michael in Real Life for supporting the show. Enjoy. Warning, this episode contains depictions of gun violence and death. Listener discretion is advised.
No. Stop. No, don't call me Mikey. I'm serious. I'm serious. No, nobody. Nobody. If you keep calling me Mikey, I'm gonna quit. I'll do it. put the spear away, Anne. I'm not a goldfish. I'm nobody.
Mikey! Time to wake up.
What? Who's there? I'm not Mikey. What do you want?
Sorry for the late night visit, Mikey.
I'm serious. Don't call me that.
But we've been doing some research on your little toys, and we have some questions that only you can answer. I'm gonna need you to come with me.
Absolutely not, Helen. This isn't the arrangement. You have the technology. You can figure it out yourself, or you can give it back to me. I'm not your tech support.
That's exactly what you are, Mikey boy.
Stop it.
I know you're used to calling the shots, but this is my territory. I'm in charge here, little Mikey boy.
You know, Helen, you win more flies with honey or whatever. I just woke up. Stop it.
Here, put this on. We're leaving.
I don't know what this is. Is this a burlap sack?
Exactly. We're taking you on a field trip. Somewhere that we can talk in private, an undisclosed location. I know you've got your bag of tricks, and we don't want you figuring out where we've taken your devices and then using time travel shenanigans to get to them.
Don't start thinking like a time traveler, Helen. It's a bad road to go down. You figured out corrections pretty fast.
I sure did. I've done a lot of thinking about this stuff the past couple days. It is quite the head-scratcher, trying to figure it out how it all works. Put the bag on, Walters.
Nothing good comes from figuring this stuff out, Helen. You don't want to do this. I'm protecting you. You don't want to get involved.
You are not protecting me. You're protecting yourself. Now put the bag on your head, or things are going to get Western in here.
And don't say get Western. It makes you sound like a cowboy.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't have time to explain it to you. You're just gonna have to trust me. Cowboys and time travel do not mix.
I don't trust you. So maybe I will be a cowboy.
Helen, I have known thousands of cowboys.
Thousands?
And a cowboy you are not. I think I've got a pretty good read on you. You're all hat and no cattle. You've got a gun pointed at me, but it's a prop. You're never going to use it. You would never shoot me. You are nice and kind and gentle. Plus, if you kill me, I won't be able to answer all of your stupid tech support questions.
You don't have me figured out at all, Walters. You don't know what I'm capable of. We don't need you. You're convenient. But if we didn't have you, we could figure it out on our own. It would just take longer.
Well, I know that you don't shoot first and ask questions later. And you want answers fast, so you're not going to shoot me. If you were, then why even come here? You have the calculator. If you want to figure it out on your own, then fine. Figure it out on your own time and let me...
Like I said, I have been doing some thinking about how all of this time travel stuff works. You come from a time in the future when Jerry's all grown up. That calculator thing allowed you to come back here to 1980. So I don't see why I couldn't come back in time to this moment and stop myself from shooting you. After you cooperate, of course. It's that correction thing you were talking about.
Helen, I'm wounded. Badly. I don't think you hit anything vital, but it's just my shoulder, but you know as well as I do I could still die. It's in the over firearms training. You don't shoot to wound someone. No matter how accurate you are, you could still bleed out.
So you'd better hurry up and help us. Right, Walters?
Your son is so much like you. Do you know that? This is exactly the sort of thing that I'm talking about. This is what happens when you get involved in time travel. This isn't you, Helen. This isn't the same person that interviewed me. This is a dark spirit that was lurking inside of you and is taking the opportunity to break out. This always happens when someone falls down the rabbit hole. Time travel is going to destroy the nice woman that you once were, and you're gonna be like me. You're going to be nobody.
You know what? I think I'll take my chances. Put the bag on your head, Walters.
We're doing this, Helen? We're really doing this?
Yep. We sure are.
Ugh, fine.
But if I'm going to go through all of this for you, then you can't call me Mikey, okay?
No promises. Careful there, Mikey. If you lift that bag up any further, I'll have no choice but to shoot.
If we're going to talk, then I'm lifting the bag up past my mouth. I'm not going to be muffled by the bag for the whole ride, and my name isn't Mikey.
Okay. But I've got my eye on you.
Keep your eye on the road, please.
Let me worry about that, Mikey.
Helen, I am begging you, not Mikey.
Why do you care so much anyway? It's just a cute little nickname. Mikey. I think it fits.
There is already a Mikey, and I don't want anything to do with him.
There's another Mikey? As in, another version of you or something?
They are called iterations, and Mikey is not one that I'm fond of. I am not him. I don't want to be associated with him in any way. I am not Mikey. I am nobody.
Okay. Dramatic.
Whatever. So, what is the plan, Helen? You're taking me out to the middle of nowhere so that I can give you a tutorial on how the calculators work?
Well, it's not just me. Roger and I messed around with it a little bit, but it wasn't obvious how to use it to send someone through time. We've got a buddy in logistics and engineering who's a bit of a computer whiz, so we handed the safe off to him. He's been learning everything that he can about it. We're meeting with him. He'll be the one with the questions.
Your buddy? You're roping in even more people? Helen, you don't understand how dangerous this is. You might have been thinking about how all of this works for a couple of days, but back in my time, people have spent years conceptualizing time travel and all of the different ways that it can spin out of control. The more people you tell, the further that information is going to spread. And I'm not talking normal operations security. This information doesn't just travel from person to person. It spreads across the timeline, across timelines, plural. It gets to later iterations of people with different allegiances and motivations. You can't put the cat back in the bag. We call this propagation. And it is impossible to predict the ramifications of the actions that you take. You can't predict how this buddy of yours will propagate that information.
Don't patronize me, Walters. I wouldn't have handed the safe over to him if I didn't trust him. Operation Security is a part of his job. Me and Roger are just Tier 1 patrol management. My associate in logistics and engineering actually knows about these sort of things. Besides, why would I take the advice of someone who is already lost? You think that you know your purpose, but you failed. So maybe this is God's plan for you. This is your purpose. You were sent here to hand this technology over to me.
God's plan? God isn't real, Helen. Sorry, that was blunt and maybe a controversial opinion in 1980, but I'm not trying to make a philosophical argument. I'm telling you about my experience. I've died hundreds of times, maybe thousands. I couldn't keep track even if I wanted to, and nothing happens. There is pain, there is weakness, and then there is nothing. Not blackness, not eternal slumber, nothing.
There is no afterlife to go to, good or bad. I would have already been there. There isn't room for a god inside of my experiences. No one is given a purpose from on high. The organization that I work for gave me my purpose, which was to come back to 1980 and sabotage over.
You can believe whatever you want to believe. It sure does look like something guided you directly to me, though. You said you've died thousands of times. How did that happen?
Organizations mostly kill each other as a deterrent. I'm alive, obviously, so in this timeline, they did not successfully kill me. They are rarely successful. The goal is to remove the enemy from the equation with the understanding that it is probably temporary. Killing someone sets back their plans and hopefully maximizes pain so that they consider giving up. Killing someone like me for good would require more coordination and resources than simply putting a bullet in my head.
How does me shooting you in the shoulder compare to that?
It is tremendously painful. I have a fairly normal pain tolerance, but some people are really good at overcoming pain. You can cut their limbs off and they'll just smile at you. Speaking of, you don't happen to know a guy named Eagle, do you? He's not here in 1980.
I don't think so, but I don't know everyone.
I thought that I would ask. In my time period, he's a big question mark. And he has a very high pain tolerance, unlike me. For me, it hurts just about the same every single time. So, yes, Helen, you have put me in excruciating pain.
You're better at handling it than I would be.
Then you had better toughen up, because I am about the bare minimum. If you want to mess around with time travel, you will get hurt, you will get shot, you will bleed, you will suffer, and you will die. And you can return things to, quote, normal. But you'll remember what it felt like. And eventually, something will happen where you won't be able to reverse it. And then you'll just suffer. That's what you're getting yourself into.
Good to know.
Hey, Helen. Can you answer a question for me?
Sure.
Why does Hunter have an incredibly thick Midwestern accent?
What do you mean?
You sound completely normal, like standard American accent, what people sometimes call no accent, even though it is one. Hunter, on the other hand, sounds like a character out of Fargo. Fargo is a movie and a TV show, and everyone in it talks exactly like Hunter. Like,
all right then, bud. I'm gonna shoot you and take over your base, okie dokie. How's that sound? Oh, time for you to die, pal. I made tater tot hot dish.
That was a really bad Midwestern accent.
My impression of your son is not what is on trial here. Why does he sound like that? Was he lying about where he's from? Is it a cover?
No, nothing like that. Jerry is definitely a daddy's boy. His father's from North Dakota. We were living there before we moved down here when I got the job at Over. His father tends to lay it on pretty thick. Jerry must get it from him.
Pretty thick is an understatement. That is the first thing that anyone notices about Hunter.
So, Hunter gets involved in all of this time travel stuff when he grows up? Did he really say all that stuff about killing you?
Oh yeah, he has really leaned into it. Hunter has killed me in all sorts of ways. Don't get me wrong though, you raised a nice boy. Everyone thinks that he's actually really nice. He would give you the shirt off of his back, just not me. We were best friends for a while. Well, he was my best friend when I moved out here to Over. I don't know about the other way around. He had some friends named like Jamie and Harlan that I didn't even know. As much as I would like to say that it wasn't really his fault that he killed me. The technology forced him to do what he had to do in order to survive, which meant killing me in cold blood. he was pretty gleeful about it. Imagine him standing over me, me bleeding to death on the floor of my cabin, him grinning from ear to ear after having shot me. Imagine adult Hunter, I mean, not 4-year-old Jerry. And then he tells me to stay dead, and lights out. Nothing. That's where everything that we're doing now is headed in 40 years.
Sure, except no, right? That's not what happened. He killed you, sure, in some other timeline, but he didn't kill you. You're here with me. So all that other stuff never happened, right?
You are correct that it didn't happen to me in this timeline, but I remember it happening, and it can and probably will happen again. It is difficult to conceptualize, but not everything that didn't happen didn't happen.
But things are different now. You made sure of that. I know about it now, and I'm his mom. I can make sure it doesn't happen because you propagated the information to me. Is that how it works?
I did propagate information to you, yes. But I don't think that this is a problem that can be solved by grounding Hunter. Just because you know about it doesn't mean that anything is possible. With time travel, it is tempting to think about it that way, but it isn't true. Not everything is possible. And what is possible isn't something that you can control, which is why you need to be careful.
You keep saying things like that. Be careful. Trust me. Being careful and trusting you are two different things. You're not exactly in a position to ask for trust, Walters.
Suit yourself. I'm done talking. Let's just turn up the radio until we get there.
Keen to the interference. Are you keen to the end? swallowed.
Get out of the car, Walters. Don't forget that I have the gun. My associate in there has a gun, too. You already know that I'm willing to shoot you. And this would be a pretty convenient place to kill you and hide the body if we wanted to.
You don't have to hide bodies if you've got a calculator. You just shoot them off into the ocean.
Thanks for the tip. I am serious, though. One false move, and Jerry won't have been the only Hartley to have killed you.
And you accused me of being dramatic. Understood, Helen.
Damn right understood. All right, go in. We're here! Okay, Walters, you can take the bag off now. Slowly. Okay, Walters, this is my associate.
Fuck! Of course it is! Fuck! I should have fucking known. Jesus, of course it is.
What are you talking about?
Ty fucking Betteridge is what I'm talking about. Who else but Ty fucking Betteridge? Oh. Well, you caught me, Ty. I got sloppy and Helen got the upper hand. But please leave her out of this. For God's sake, she does not know what she's dealing with.
Pardon me? Helen, how does he know my name?
I have no idea.
Ty, you don't know who I am, do you?
Should I know who you are? Helen told me that you just started at Dover. I'm in logistics and engineering. I don't know why I would run into a random patrol guard.
Okay, well, if you don't remember, then it's not important. Nice to meet you.
Ty's in the future with you, isn't he?
You figure out things too fast for your own good, Helen.
Everyone's in the future if you wait long enough. Are you saying that you know me from your time period, Mr. Walters?
We have met once or twice.
Interesting. It sounds as though we've met many more times than that, but we don't have time to get a full history out of you on this occasion, I'm afraid. Some other time, perhaps. It seems like something quite worth knowing about. Oh, but regarding these devices that you brought with you, though, I have been tinkering around with them since Helen brought them to me a couple of days ago, and, well, I have some questions about how they work.
And you are going to answer him in ways that are helpful, Walters. No jerking us around. Once you teach us how to use the calculator, we will use it to stop me from shooting you in the shoulder tonight.
You actually shot him, Helen?
I lost so much blood that now I'm hallucinating that Tiberius is here.
He left me no choice. I needed him to know that I mean business. Besides, it was only his shoulder.
Well, I suppose you got the point. Are you ready to cooperate, Mr. Walters?
Ask me quickly before I bleed out, Ty.
Excellent. My first question is more logistical than anything. These are normal electronic devices from your time period, right? So there are batteries inside these things?
Rechargeable batteries, correct.
And how do you get the battery out to replace it?
You don't. You plug the device directly into the wall.
I see. Curious. Well, I should be able to rig something up to charge these devices, but batteries don't last forever. Eventually, the internal resistance will become too great and it will die for good. What do you do then?
Usually, you just buy a new one. It's one of the dumber things about living in the future. If the battery goes out on the computer or the phone, you'll have to keep it plugged into the wall. The calculator takes a special kind of battery. I did not bring another one with me. If it runs out, it's done.
Sounds like capitalism is definitely having its way, then.
1980 has a lot to do with that, actually.
So, putting the calculator aside for a moment, the other two devices that you brought with you appear to be quite powerful, though I admit I can't figure out very much to do with them.
The infrastructure that powers most of what is useful about those devices won't be in place for another 30 years.
You forget about the Department of Defense Black Ops budget. I'm sure they will be coming along a lot sooner than 30 years. They are quite interesting, nonetheless. As soon as I can figure out how to take them apart, I should have a better idea of how they work. It would be nice to be able to build more of these things, and especially this so-called calculator. Oh, yes. I'm just getting why you call it that. The buttons on it look like the buttons on a calculator. How charming. The calculator is why we are here today, as I am sure that you are aware. Helen says that she saw you using it to move objects through space and time. I would love to confirm that for myself.
You've had the calculator for 2 days, and you haven't confirmed what it does yet?
I have not. If it does what Helen says it does, then it is a massive technological breakthrough, undoubtedly. But it is also extremely dangerous. So I have been exceedingly cautious with how I use it. I don't want to damage it, or any timelines, or get myself killed trying to get it to work. The experiments so far have been slow and methodical. I don't quite understand the interface, so I haven't changed any of the inputs on the screen. All of the settings are the way they were when I got it. I rigged up a machine to push the buttons remotely so that I don't accidentally send myself through time, and I have been experimenting with moving objects of various sizes. I have been able to notice an effect. Unfortunately, that effect is that the object disappears from the room. That very well could be time travel, but it is not scientific to work backwards from a conclusion. All I've witnessed is the objects disappearing. They could have been turned into vapor, for all I know.
You didn't change any of the settings. They are the same as when I used it last.
That is correct.
Then you have been putting random crap in the secret Dropbox at my organization in my time period. What have you been sending them?
Oh, just little bits and bobs. A half-eaten apple, a few sweets, a deck of cards, a bowling ball, my childhood flim bobble that I brought with me from Britain, 2 pints of gravy, a wardrobe, 3 ironed shirts and 1 non-ironed shirt. Let's see, what else? There was an owl that got in the way. I'm sure there's other things, but...
Ty, you are filling my personal Dropbox with crap. My team has been instructed not to open it until I get back. I'm gonna have to clean all that out. That apple's gonna rot in there.
Oh yes, I microwaved some tea, and I sent that as well.
So you made this enormous mess under the guise of science, and you still didn't figure it out?
My apologies. I didn't know where they were going. Perhaps you can help prevent me from sending more things to your Dropbox. How do I use this device to send objects to a place and time of my choosing?
Sorry,
Mr. Walters?
There are coordinates. There's a system.
Are you okay, Walters?
Well, you did shoot him, Helen.
I can't catch my breath.
Is he going to be okay?
Yes, he's going to be okay. It's just his shoulder.
You know the firearms training said to never shoot someone with the intent to wound them.
I know! He didn't leave me any other option. We're fixing it as soon as he teaches us how to fix it. So, Walters, tell us more about these coordinates.
They definitely aren't normal coordinates. They can't be. GPS coordinates aren't accurate enough to do what he claims to be doing. Is this device using a different system?
You have GPS in 1980?
Of course we have GPS. Over is a government operation. Remember the Department of Defense Black Ops budget?
What are you using instead of GPS?
You can't use GPS because the Earth is moving. You launch out into space. We had a hamster, Chubbums, the Wonder Girl. She's out there. Rest in peace, Chubbums.
I think we're losing him, Helen. That didn't make any sense. Chubbums, the Wonder Girl.
Then he had better start talking. What do you use instead of GPS?
A database that doesn't exist yet.
Is there a way for us to get access to this database?
I can get you access, but you have to let me go back to my time.
Not happening.
We could try to figure it out, trial and error and all that. We know what the current inputs are. I could look at them and do some maths and see if I can figure out how they account for the Earth moving through space. Can you give us a head start on that, Mr. Walters, so that we can get all this sorted out for you?
I have coordinates memorized.
It's time to cut to the chase, Mikey. You are fading. Help us figure this out so that we can correct the gunshot.
I'm not Mikey. I can correct it. Give me the calculator.
No.
Should we do something, Helen?
It's up to him.
I don't like this side of you. I don't think I've ever seen you act this way.
It's just tough love. Tell us how it works, Walters.
No. Helen.
I don't like this, Helen. He's dying right in front of us. I've never seen someone die before.
He's not going to die. If you can do the correction, then you can tell us how to do it. Talk.
We're losing him, Helen. Mr. Walters. Oh, look, we can't just let him die. I'm going to render first aid. Get the car ready. We need to take him to the hospital. We can get more information out of him after he heals.
I don't think taking him to a hospital is a good idea. Sit back down.
He needs help. We need to get him to the hospital. We don't have any other options. Mr. Walters. Mr. Walters, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you say the alphabet backwards?
Z.
No, it's Zed. Zed.
You fucker spot it.
Helen.
I told you, Ty. Jesus Christ.
The calculator. You little shit. Helen, he's going for the calculator.
Got it. I'm stuck in the Dropbox.
This has been Woebegone. The voice of Helen Hartley was Tatiana Gefter. Check out their podcast, Soul Operator. I'm in that one. And the voice of Ty Betteridge was David Ault. Check out his podcast, Shadows at the Door, or go to davidault.co.uk for more. Also, to Tatiana and David, surprise, I changed the ending. Thanks for playing.
A rubber duck. An Epson printer, some nail polish, a few gift cards, a cactus, there was some gaffer tape, a hamper that was sent to me for my birthday last year, some string lights, an old cine film camera, an engagement ring, some stickers, a keychain, a lantern, some toothpicks. I might have sent my passport as well, which could be an issue. I really should get that back. Stamp markers, hair curlers, knee socks, some clippings of a moustache that I had in a bag that I was keeping for some reason. I'm sure that I really had some very good reason at the time when I was doing it. Velcro, a crazy straw or two, some curly shoelaces, a William Shatner mask that I was getting ready for celebrating Halloween, a stress ball, my old pair of platforms, a stuffed dog, a Himalayan salt lamp, some aluminium cans, a few balloons, a chair, five chairs, maybe six chairs, my laundry, an inflatable raft, some glow sticks, a goat, an eagle, several flowers, a watermelon, 10 watermelons, some goggles, a clock, an Atari. Nope, that's not come out yet. It's 1980.
Stuff and things, timey-wimey, bingle-bongle, dingle-dangle, yippity-doo, yippity-da. Careful there, Mikey. If you lift that bag up any folder, I'll... Folder? Folder. That's not the word. I can't believe Helen and Ty are best friends. They're best friends now, Your Honor. Best friends. That's the song. Insert clip here, Dylan.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.